I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president says that Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses in a tacit acknowledgement, or is a tacit acknowledgement, that its army is not able to fight. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, also told CBS that he is bracing for more Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure as the weather gets colder. He says that this winter will be very difficult, although the European Union is now largely off limits to most Russians, with direct flights stopped. An exodus of Russian fleeing military service is now dividing the European opinion over whether they should be granted safe haven. Officials in the Baltics say that the Russians have had plenty of time to protest the war, but they did not. The parallel mobilization is also triggering more protests in Russia. North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile on Sunday toward its eastern seas, extending a provocative streak in weapons testing as a U.S. aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises in response to the North's growing nuclear threat. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that the missile launched from the western island town of Taechon and flew 600 kilometers cross-country on a maximum altitude of 60 kilometers before landing in waters off North Korea's eastern coast. South Korea's presidential office said that the National Security Director, Kim Sung-hun, called an emergency National Security Council meeting where members denounced the launch as a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions, and they also accused the North of raising tensions in the region. This is VOA News. Typhoon Nuru has blown out of the northern Philippines and left at least five rescuers dead, caused floods and power outages, and forced officials to suspend classes and government work in the capital and outlying provinces. The most powerful typhoon to hit the country this year also slammed into a province before nightfall Sunday, then weakened as it barreled overnight across the main Luzon region. Thousands of people were moved to emergency shelters, some forcibly, ahead of the storm. The governor of one province said five rescuers were struck by a collapsed wall while using a boat and apparently drowned in the floodwaters. Hundreds of thousands of people in Atlantic Canada remain without power, and officials are trying to assess the scope of the devastation from former Hurricane Fiona. It swept away houses, stripped off rooftops, and blocked roads across the country's Atlantic provinces. Officials said that they found the body of a woman swept into the sea. After surging north from the Caribbean, Fiona came ashore before dawn Saturday as a post-tropical cyclone, still a hurricane strength. Defense Minister Anita Anand says that troops will help remove fallen trees, restore transportation links, and do whatever else is required for as long as it takes. Fiona caused at least five deaths in the Caribbean. The Mexican Army's role in the disappearance of 43 college students and its alleged links to organized crime are now at the center of a case that has shaken the nation. The government's Truth Commission has declared the 2014 episode state crime. Three members of the military and a former federal attorney general have been arrested in the case. Few now believe the government's initial claim, putting all blame on the drug gang and allied local officials for the killing students of the students and burning their bodies. A recent report indicates collaboration between a drug cartel and an officer, and that some of the students' bodies were taken to a local army base. Tesla CEO Elon Musk will spend Monday and Tuesday with lawyers for Twitter answering questions ahead of an October trial that will determine whether he must fork over the $44 billion he agreed to pay for the social platform before attempting to back out of the deal. The deposition planned for Monday, Tuesday, and a possible extension on Wednesday will not be public, and as of Sunday evening, it was not clear whether Musk will appear in person or by video. The trial is set to begin October 17th in Delaware's Chancery Court and is scheduled to last about 5 days. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's president says that Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses is a tacit acknowledgement that its army is not able to fight. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.